Welcome to another episode of Locked On Pac-12. Today's episode is a little more somber. I will be talking with Brian Brown from Locked On Utes about Utah's Aaron Lowe, safety who lost his life over the weekend. And we'll also be discussing Washington State's Brandon Gray, the receiver who sustained a injury from a shooting, but is in the hospital now. So there's kind of unfortunate situations to talk about today, but kind of important situations to address, and felt like they were something that we couldn't ignore and just talk about regular football with, you know, like regular. So yeah, that's what we'll be discussing today.
You are Locked On Pac-12, your daily podcast on the Pac-12 Conference. It's the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode of Locked On Pac-12. Joining me today is Brian Brown from Locked On Utes. Like I mentioned before, today is not a all football and keeping it all about sports type of day. There were some unfortunate situations that happened to some young players this weekend, and I kind of felt like we could not go without addressing them or talking about them at all. I know Brian has talked about what happened, you know, as far as a Utah player on his show on Locked On Utes earlier this week. But since I have him here, and Washington State played Utah and both dealt with some players at the hands victims of gun violence at that. I think it just was important for us to talk about. So I guess let's get going here. It's kind of like heavy, and Brian actually, and I hate to be so like out the loop of situations, but Brian just brought it to my attention that a Washington State player got shot before even playing, you know, on Saturday. And I was not aware that that happened. And I don't know if that's me just kind of being out of the loop of things and not fully paying attention to all the news going on. I don't know how that slipped under my fingers, but somehow it did. And now reading up on it, I don't know much about Brandon Gray, so I'm not going to go deep into detail about, like, you know, the type of player he was or not was, he's still alive, thank God. But I do want to kind of talk about the weirdness behind gun violence happening in Pullman specifically. I am a former Cougar, spent 4 years in Washington State, Pullman to be exact, and I can say with my time there, I don't recall any gun violence situations. Since I've been there, there's been a few more incidents of some suicide situations and, you know, just some stuff that I feel like is just a matter of, you know, people dealing with some more issues than, you know, they were open and candid about with other people and may not have had no one to talk to. I will say Pullman is a place that you can feel very isolated at times. So I can understand anyone falling into depression. You know, the weather out there is cold during the winters and it's a lot to deal with. You're far from home for most people. It's a different environment. It's a culture shock for some. So, you know, there's a lot of things that people could be going through. But as far as gun violence goes, I can't say that I've heard a lot of that. And so that really shocks me and hurts me as well, because I feel like there's so many ways to deal with altercations, problems with anyone. And I'm not fully capable of understanding the purpose in pulling out a gun on anyone. I can understand feeling threatened, you know, but I don't know the full story. Even reading it, it seems kind of murky. The one thing I will say is, like, sending my condolences to Brandon Gray, the Washington State Cougars family, the football team, Brandon Gray's family, just everyone that may have, you know, any ties to him. I'm hoping that this isn't becoming a normal thing in Pullman, because the one thing I can say is I was very nervous going off to college, you know, by myself, this foreign place, but quickly I was comfortable in Pullman. We used to leave our apartments unlocked. That's how safe we felt. And so I would hate to see that change and for students to feel like they're not safe on campus. You know, it's just not something that we really had to deal with while I was in school there. And I know other campuses for sure, you know, have dealt with situations like that, but we never had to worry about that. So my prayers are going out to Washington State and the Washington State family. I feel like I took over this whole segment. Brian hasn't said a word, and usually I'm at a loss for words and can't talk, you know, by myself, but I really just did that. I'm sorry, Brian.
No, I think it's important for, you know, part of what we want to do here is educate people, not just, you know, on what's happening off the field, but we love talking about the athletes, who they are, what they stand for. And I think Pullman gets a really bad rap sometimes. You know, people call the Palouse kind of like a lonely wasteland or whatever. Like, I'm not even sure if there's like a collective term for it, right? The things that I've experienced and heard about Pullman make me think that it's very familiar where I went to college at. JUCO in the middle of Utah, which literally is in the middle of nowhere. There sometimes are more sheep than people in the town, in the town that I was living in. But there's community there. You know, I think it's the song "Home" is like a big thing there. You know, or what? There's a particular song that they play at the games, right?
Oh, at Washington State games?
Yeah.
But like, it's been a while. Don't ask me. Yeah. I don't know.
Anyways, like everything that I've ever heard, and anytime you talk to a Pullman alum, there's a very strong spirit and care and investment and energy that comes from those people. And I think a lot of it is from what you're talking about. College should be one of those places where you go and experience things and learn and grow because you're trying new things, not because you're being, you know, forced or intimidated or scared into stuff. You know what I mean? Yeah. And that's, I think, what's so heartbreaking about these two situations. You know, like the Brandon Gray thing is insane because it happened the night or early morning Saturday, you know, late Friday night. So one of those situations. And I think you and I both have probably been to a party where it was, you know, 2-3 in the morning and everybody's having a good time still and everything like that. And you don't ever think that, like, there's a threat of life happening, right?
Yeah.
And for two back-to-back situations to happen, you know, in that stretch, one with Brandon Gray where he ends up in serious condition in the hospital right before the game and these kids have to go out and play a game.
Right.
Kudos to them. Hats off for even being able to go out there and play through that. And then to wake up the very next morning and find out that Aaron Lowe had been shot and killed, you know, essentially as an innocent bystander in a very similar situation, is just, it's so crushing.
I'm gonna stop you there because I don't want you to get too deep. I want to give you the time and space and energy and all you need to talk about this. But we will continue this discussion. We have a lot more to touch on from talking about Aaron Lowe and what he meant to that Utah program and how, you know, important it is just to now see how they can carry on for the rest of the season. And I'm sure that they will be playing for him. So yeah, it's a lot. It's heavy. I apologize ahead of time, you guys, because I know this is a lot. But for those of you that may be into betting, definitely want to check out betonline.ag. BetOnline is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. And with a new and updated site and interface, even more odds, props, and contests, BetOnline.ag continues to be the number one source for everything football. So head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 100% welcome bonus. That's double your initial deposit just for signing up. Don't forget to use promo code NFL100. Make sure you take advantage of all that you can using BetOnline.ag. From football, basketball, boxing, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. So BetOnline is your online sportsbook experts. Okay, Brian. So one thing we touched on was that, you know, both situations are unfortunate. Thankful that Brandon Gray is still alive. He was wounded along with another, I guess, student at Washington State who did not make it. There's a lot of details to that I'm not 100% sure about, and I don't want to really get into. He's more than anything, Brandon Gray is alive. And so that is a blessing in itself. But unfortunately, Utah did lose a member of their team in Aaron Lowe in a shooting on what would essentially be Saturday night, Sunday morning after the game. They walked away with the win, which I'm sure was tough for Washington State because I'm sure they wanted to get that win for Brandon. But at the same time, I'm sure as much as they had on their hearts, you know, worrying about Brandon, and even if they knew for sure that he was going to be okay, it was still like, it's just a heavy situation. You know what I mean? Knowing they have to go back home to that and deal with that. So them losing this game, I'm not even going to falter them. I was ready to tear them to shreds until you told me, you know, what happened. And so now I have a lot more, I have a lot more empathy for that situation. And I will be easy on them. I will not slander Cougars this weekend. So you guys get the pass. I understand. But as far as Utah goes, you know, they won as a team collectively, celebrating, I'm sure, out Saturday night. And then this unfortunate situation happens and something that they have to face Sunday morning.
And it's, I think, the astonishing part about it for those who didn't know or weren't aware was that this happened almost to the day 9 months ago with breakout star running back Ty Jordan. In fact, the correlations between the two, Aaron Lowe and Ty Jordan, are you know, star-cross is a term that my co-host Jake Hatch has used, and I think it's perfect. From the same high school, best friends on the team. You know, when Ty Jordan passed away, the University of Utah established a Ty Jordan Memorial Scholarship. The very first recipient of it was Aaron Lowe. And Aaron spoke, you know, often about how important it was to him to represent Ty in a good manner and in a positive manner and to be that representative. Even wore the same number as Ty on the field, number 22. And so to wake up and have that, not just the news of a teammate, but that particular teammate in that particular manner, it's just been devastating. And this is a tight, you know, I feel like there's a lot of similarities, even though Pullman and Salt Lake City may not be very similar in terms of actual, you know, city demographics. I think the fan bases are very similar, very passionate, feel like it's a family, very collectively, you know, embracing the culture surrounding the team and everything about it. And you even kind of feel like they've never really been fully respected in the conference and all that sort of thing. Been striving to get to the top and win a conference championship recently. You know, there's a ton of parallels in regards to that. And I think, you know, it's just been for that to happen to these guys in such a short span, to lose two teammates like that, you know, it's just, I cannot, you know, recall any type of situation like that in recent memory. And it's been, you know, it's been hard for everybody involved. Aaron was a great young man, very much a wrong place, wrong time situation. You know, he wasn't doing anything he wasn't supposed to be doing. In fact, you know, it sounded like that he was actually doing something that, you know, was pretty noble at the time when it occurred. And it was just, you know, waking up to that news, you just kind of felt numb, you know, with having gone through it so recently with Ty Jordan.
Yeah. At this point, we're in a space of how do teams move forward when situations like this occur. I know Washington State had to deal with, you know, losing players to, like I said, it was, I think it was more suicide situations, but still, you know, losing players that they loved and, you know, was a part of their team. And so that idea of like, you know, these are, yes, they're young adults, but they're still very much growing and maturing. You know, these are very formative years, you know, in college. And while you may consider them adults, there's still probably some struggle with processing feelings and, you know, learning how to still move on despite something tragic like this happening. How do you, I guess the death is inspiring alone, right, to play for them, but like, how do you keep your team together in a situation like this?
you know, I was talking to a friend of mine, and they asked me, you know, what have you been seeing? And I said, you know, I've just been trying to speak from the heart because there's not really a handbook on this.
Right.
And that's kind of what the football team is going through right now. You know, it's almost fortuitous that the bye week is this week, you know, because I think it does allow them a little extra time to gather together. There's a candlelight vigil at the University of Utah Wednesday night, you know, so where, you know, several athletic department staffers were attending and speaking and sharing thoughts and everything like that. It really has rocked the community to its core. This is a town and a city that really doesn't see this kind of gun violence so frequently. And you know, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Lauren McCluskey as well, you know, who was shot and killed on campus just a few years ago, and the tragedy that, you know, was her death as well. You know, for any kind of a department to have to carry just one death but three, it's heavy. And so you know, I think the biggest thing that you do is you wrap your arms around those kids as much as you possibly can. You support them. You find ways to get them reengaging, right? And talking about things and providing them opportunities to vent and counseling and all that sort of stuff. And it's been tremendous to see the university respond. They had a moment where every university connected Twitter account tweeted out a picture that said family on three, which is a pretty popular cheer with the football team. And they did that at 2:22 on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So things like that I think they're trying to do to help keep everyone on the team connected with the community so that they feel supported, because like everyone deals with grief in their own manner. And I don't know that there is one central way that you can get a team back on track, but you have to find ways to get these guys talking to one another, opening up, sharing those tough, difficult, painful feelings so that you can start to move on, because you have to. That's just part of, you know, nobody asks for tragedy. Nobody asks for any of this to happen. But when it does, you have to find a way to move forward and move forward in a manner to where you're going to live your life better because of the people that you've lost.
Yeah. Well, coming up next, I don't know how deep we'll get into it, but we'll talk about the game just slightly, since unfortunately it was a rivalry that we, you know, have between each other that we discussed ahead of time. So we'll dive into that just a little bit for the sake of the fans and, you know, lightening up the mood some. But for those of you that may be interested in a protein bar, Built Bar is the best tasting one out there, so you definitely should try it out. Built Bar has 9 delicious flavors, plus occasionally a limited time flavor. So you never know what you may get with Built Bar. You have everything from coconut to coconut almond, cherry, raspberry, if you're into fruitier flavors, or if you're into chocolate heavy, you got mint brownie, peanut butter brownie, double chocolate, and salted caramel. And so if all of those sound great to you, then you can try them all with the mix box. They have 2 of each of all the 9 flavors in that box. So something for everyone. Now, the best part about Built Bars is not only is it tasty, but it's healthy as well. 17 to 18 grams of protein, low in calories, low in sugar, and low in net carbs. Perfect for a, you know, after workout snack, a just snack in general, if you're trying to, you know, make sure you're watching your weight or just want to eat healthy, one or the other. Me, I'm trying to eat healthier, trying to keep the body right, you know, getting ready for what, next summer already? Actually, getting ready for my birthday. That's really the case. So Built Bar is the perfect way to do that. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKED15 and you'll get 15% off your first order. That's promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. All right, Brian. The time I've been dreading. I had a little bit of a distraction, you know, with the somber news that we had to discuss, but I have to face the music. Okay. I am probably not the best loser, but I'm not a sore loser. I know how to take my L's. And unfortunately, you got me. Okay. You and Utah got me. My Washington State Cougars just weren't all the way there. And I'm not going to go in on them because
They were dealing with some stuff.
They were dealing with some stuff. Although.
A pesky Utah defense for one.
Yeah. Okay, I do want you to break down a little bit, though, what went wrong for the Cougars. Because I am, despite everything that's happening with them, I am expecting some improvements. And, you know, going on, this is the second conference game for them. I mean, second conference play game. Not seeing what I'd like to see right now with them. So what are some things that this week they should be trying to improve on ahead of next week's matchup?
Well, I think the biggest thing that they ran into was a revitalized Utah defense that started playing like we've seen in years past. Three turnovers by the University of Utah, three interceptions, one of which Clark Phillips took all the way for the tutty. That was the biggest issue with Washington State. I thought they played a tough, gritty game on the defensive side of the football. Utah actually fumbled the ball seven times, which made for a terrible watching experience if you're a Utah fan. The offense just sputtered, as we've seen continually from this Utah football team, an offense that came out of fall camp, basically came into this year with a lot of promise. You know, then we saw the exit of Charlie Brewer, the transfer from Baylor after he was benched in favor of Cam Rising. This was Cam Rising's first game. You could see that he wasn't 100% sharp, but Utah's continued to struggle to find an identity. The lone bright spot for the Utes was TJ Pledger, who had 10 rushes for 110 yards, which, if I'm doing my math, is a pretty good yards per carry. He had one for 60 yards. And that really is where Washington, I think, can build on, is that they held this Utah team, for the most part, to a pretty strong effort in terms of the result. 24 points scored is not a lot. What I think Washington State really lost was on the offensive side of the football. Utah was everywhere. The three interceptions I mentioned, had eight sacks. That defense cranked up the pressure. Utah had a starter out in Nephi Sewell. His backup, Karene Reed, stepped up and had 15 solo tackles, was the freshman of the week in the Pac-12. So that's really where I think, if you're looking at it as a Cougar fan, you saw some really good steps from your defense, right? And that's a defensive front that's been much maligned. I think they did a pretty good job against Utah for the most part. Where they struggled was, again, this team seems to not have the oomph on offense that we're so used to seeing from Washington State in years past.
All right, well, Washington State will be facing Cal this weekend while Utah has their bye week and hopefully can, you know, recuperate from everything they've had to deal with in this past weekend. I may be going to the game against Cal. I will let you all know on Friday about that.
Live tweets. We better get some live tweets.
Yeah, I do need to do that. I do need to get in on that. If I go to the game, I will live tweet straight from the game. Give the fans, Locked On Pac-12 fans, something to
that Cindy vision.
Engage with, I guess. Yes.
Must see TV.
I need my Cougars to pull this game off, because I'm probably, if I go, I'm probably going to wear my Letterman jacket, and I do not want to be ashamed of rocking that. I don't want to be like, don't do it to me, please.
It's not reversible. You can't just flip it inside out. Yeah.
And if I take it off, I'm probably going to have a Washington State sweatshirt on underneath. So don't let me down. Don't let me down, Cougars. That's all I'm asking. Don't let me down, okay? If you want to bet on the game, or you want some more insight about betting on games this weekend, definitely want to check out the Locked On Bets podcast, hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling. You can get your daily picks, your blowout specials, your wrong team favorite picks, and Lee Sterling's lock of the day. So follow the Locked On Bets podcast, brought to you by betonline.ag, wherever you get podcasts. And then you can keep following along with the Locked On Pac-12 podcast and the Locked On Utes podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And then follow along on Twitter, specifically this weekend, because you never know, I might be live tweeting from the game. So follow LO_Pac-12. And then you can follow _Cindy Robinson. But I usually am not tweeting from there. So, you know, no skin off my back. If you don't want to, you don't want to follow that, I ain't hurting. You know, I ain't hurting. But you can follow Locked On Utes podcast at Oh, Locked On Utes, right? And then at Brown Bear SLC for Brian. He always has great commentary throughout the week about football, food, random Utah stuff. You just never know what you're going to get from Brian.
Even throwing some soccer tweets for friends over the on the other side of the pond.
Look at that. Look at that. Okay? You just never know. That's what I'm telling you. It's a plethora of things. And then, you know, basketball's right around the corner. I know, what is it? Preseason starts this weekend. So that's for an NBA. I got to check out for college basketball. That's coming up. We're going to dive into that. That'll be a lot of Michael Luke talk and some more stuff and some more stuff. So until then, make sure you stay locked on Pac-12 on the Locked On Network. You need a cheese. You need to finish this with a smile. There you go.